Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey everybody, welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I am here this morning with my good friend Amy Babinchek. Hey Amy, welcome.
Hey James, good to be here.
Good.
Had a good weekend.
Yeah, good, good. So please elaborate. Anything exciting happened this weekend?
Well, I don't know that it was exciting, but you know, I got out of my mental box and harvested things in the garden, and it just felt really productive, you know, and I can just get out there and do stuff in the yard and, you know, go out to nice dinners and do things. It just relaxes your brain, you know, it's in a new space, and it's almost like a mini vacation.
Well, we had beautiful weather here. The tail end of last week, it rained quite a bit. And then it rained a little bit early Saturday, and then it cooled off. It ended up canceling my, I coach youth football, for those of you who don't know that. I've done that for years and years. And our team is undefeated this year, and we still are undefeated because all the games got canceled because all the fields were too wet. So that was a bummer. But besides that little hiccup, great weekend, good weather, even got out on the boat. So beautiful time of year here in the Midwest.
Yeah, my boat's away for the winter, but, you know, it's okay. Hey, football. I was never a big football fan until somebody in our industry started harassing me about not watching Michigan State University football since I'm a grad. Okay. And I'm like, well, I do enjoy watching it, but I never had the habit, right? Somebody else would have to turn it on and I would sit down and it would be fun. Yeah. But then I did one year. I said, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch an entire season. And I did. And now I always watch the entire season. So now I'm an official fan. And I got to say, Michigan State won its first three games and it was good. They've got some issues with their offensive line, I think. But
Ken?
They were dealing with it. And then this last weekend, the game was on at 11 p.m. Eastern because they had to go play USC.
Oh.
I'm just not a fan of this expansion of the Big Ten so that, you know, Eastern teams have to go play at midnight. I mean, how's that going to be good? And predictably, they lost.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I didn't see that, but yeah, traveling. I mean, I don't know about you, but you travel one time zone, two time zones. I'm exhausted. Three time zones, and then physically playing a game like that for 3+ hours, that'll take its toll on anybody.
But yeah, late at night. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm a huge college football fan as well, and it's a shame. It seems like it's all about the money. It's kind of like the pros now. But they did realign a lot of the conferences and revenue sharing, and the old conferences just don't make any sense anymore. Where they used to be regionalized, for common sense, but now they're over in the Big Ten, like you were saying. I mean, that's the Big 20 now, or 20 plus, and all the big programs are in it. So we'll see. All works out.
The transfer portal is mixing up all the teams every year. That makes me worry about teams losing their, or really players losing their affiliation with the particular university because maybe they've moved around three times in their career.
Sure.
It's just a lot of big changes. And I'm not happy, but.
I don't like those changes either. I'm still like you. I'm a huge, huge college fan. I love college athletics and follow that much more so than the pro teams.
So. Yeah. Well, James, we have an agenda today, which is very big picture.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So let's get into it.
So well, let's start off with the question of the week. I thought this was interesting that came in. The question of the week that came in was, I have an opportunity to purchase a local competitor of mine, an MSP. Is this a good idea? Was the question. So how would you answer that?
Well, you know, since we have no details at all, I got to say it's probably a good idea, even with no details. Like, it's probably the best idea, honestly. I mean, you know, assuming, you know, all the stars are aligning and the, you know, financials and all that stuff makes sense. I love the idea of buying local.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have clients of the type and the business environments that you're familiar with, of the, you know, the local, everybody's got their own local cultures. It just tends to be a nice fit. And when I was running my MSP, that happened to me a few times, you know, where somebody come up to me and say, oh, you know, I think I'm going to retire. And, you know, they just wanted to sell their client list, and I bought them. And when I sold my MSP, I was hoping that a local firm would come along and buy it for that reason. You know, I would wanted it to stay relatively local, and I, you know, I liked the idea of it being part of something in my local area. So I, you know, as a very general statement, I think you know, local competitors combining, you know, buying up your local competitors is a great idea.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Obviously, we want more detail in the future, but just in the premise, I think it's a great mindset to have. Most people look at acquisitions to, well, more on a regional basis, you know, looking at other geographies, other cities that are nearby that they could, you know, get there within an hour flight, another major metropolitan city. Typically, that's what I run into. But like Amy said, right there in your own backyard, if you can get market share, those are even easier. And normally it's equal size or smaller. You should look at those all day long. And now that I think about it, I did that 3 times in two different companies where we bought book of business from smaller tech companies and folded those into what we were doing. And when I think of it, we wanted additional, you know, client contracts, MRR, and we wanted people. You know, those were the two assets that made the most sense. Then you could blend all that into, or we did, into our current office. So I'm a big fan of that. It just kind of depends on the details, but, you know, good for you. And Amy, we briefly chatted about this early on. I think we're seeing more and more of that. And, you know, I call them friendly competitors. You should know who your competition is locally and have a positive, you know, professional relationship with them if you can. You know, there's some people that you trust and some people that you don't. And the ones that you do trust, try to have that relationship, because these pop up. I just had a client in our peer group tell me that he bumped into a competitor at his church, and the guy just kind of nudged him when they were walking out the door and said, oh, hey, by the way, I'm thinking of selling. Are you interested? And it's like, wow, you know, that's great opportunity. So yeah. Anyway, long story short, I agree with you. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, when I bought the books of business, like you said, you did, that's how they came to me. You know, I was at local tech events and, you know, they come up to you and ask if you'd be interested. So, and I'm amazed at how many IT people don't know any of their local competitors.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. You should know some of them. And, you know, I got to know them by going to local tech events. You know, Microsoft and other vendors would put on different events, and you go and you meet other people that are your peers in the industry. And yeah, you need to know them, and that will open up some opportunities for you in the future that you probably don't expect, or you might find a new great partner to work with.
Right. Exactly. Well, hey, there's a lot in the news to talk about, but it seemed like this week was like big picture stuff. You know, it wasn't
big picture week. Yep.
Big picture week for sure. There was one article that caught my eye, and it's on AI, but it was there were two different surveys that kind of shared the same data. One was a global research survey, and another one was a Salesforce survey. But they were interviewing high tech organizations, and they were the larger ones. But what the output of these surveys kind of said a couple things. One is the overwhelming majority of the companies surveyed, almost 60%, was making major restructuring, major changes, you know, from personnel and strategy on their internal AI policies. So that was something interesting, I thought. And
the interesting part of that was that they don't know how they're going to make money. They're just making changes.
Right.
You know, they're just throwing stuff at the wall, see what sticks, you know, but they didn't say changes in the company. What they said was restructuring, which is really interesting. So, So they're trying to make these moves to anticipate what they think might be coming in the future, even though it's not here. So, and they know they're not going to make money from it yet. So really interesting bets being placed right now.
Yeah, exactly. I love the word you just said, bets. You know, they're positioning themselves into areas where they think they can thrive. Because I really haven't seen any big tech company figure out that's doing a great job of monetizing AI. You know,
it's
getting close, but yeah.
Yeah. Big companies are doing this. The small companies are wondering if they should be doing this as well. And anytime that there's chaos, uncertainty, change in the world of business, that's a great opportunity for MSPs.
Yep.
So as MSPs, we need to go forward into the market with a solution for these people. Right. And the solution isn't necessarily like, oh, here's our app you can buy from us. Oh, here's our agent you can buy from us. It might be that, but it might just be advisory service, securing, monitoring, managing, you know, doing those kind of things, which MSPs already know how to do. Packaging that up into your AI offering. That's what we really are talking about in the class that I'm teaching, which starts up in October. So anybody who's wants to get their MSP positioned in the right place to use your strengths to go to market with something, we're going to talk about how to do that. And I'm going to teach you how to make those packages based on your strengths. Every student in the class comes with their own thing. It's a pretty cool situation. So, you know, they can head on over to thirdtier.net, get signed up for that. We're going to get started in October and go through the end of the year. You come out the other end with an AI service package built into your MSP.
Yeah, check that out for sure. That's the real deal. Amy does a great job with that. Her last class, and I think this is version 2 of the more improved, but the last class I sat in on a session or two and was really impressed with what you go through. So looking forward to that next month. All right. And TikTok was back in the news. Did you see that?
I did. Yep. Delayed again, but also some specifics about the deal, which we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting. The investors, I didn't know who was all investing in that. They're just kind of waiting China to approve everything. Hopefully the end of
the year. It's changed over about 2 years now. This has been wrestling with, you know, initially, right, Microsoft made an offer to buy it. That was rejected maybe about a couple of years ago now. Anyway, it's been wrestling back and forth between different offers, different packages, different things. The Chinese government has not been willing to let go of that corporation, but word is now that they have a deal and they're just waiting for China to sign it. And the particulars of the deal are that ByteDance, the company that currently owns TikTok, would retain a 20% stake, so a very minority situation.
Right.
The algorithm that presents the information to you on TikTok would be controlled by Oracle, which is interesting. And so Oracle would house that and make those decisions would be made by a new algorithm. And the investors in this thing are Larry Ellison of Oracle and Lachlan and Rupert Murdoch owning 80% of that corporation. So sort of makes it a Fox app. It'd be interesting. They're going into that part of the world of media.
Yeah, that is an interesting play. And we'll see if it ends up being that way. I guess we won't know till the end of the year, but.
Yeah, so they postponed it again till December. So I guess we're waiting for China to see what China thinks of this deal.
And I also read one of the, we talked a lot about Microsoft last week and the changes with their partner program. But this week, Microsoft was in the news for their mandate of getting people back to the office. Looks like they're moving to a 3-day work week in the office with the intentions of early next year of having everybody back full time. So another big tech company moving people back in the office. How do you feel about that?
Really interesting, because Microsoft has been very consistent with studies out saying that their people are more productive outside the office. It makes me wonder what the driver for this actually is, but it is following suit with what other, you know, pretty much all the other big firms have done. They're kind of one of the last ones to go that route. More importantly, I think for Microsoft and the other big tech firms, really, is the new H-1B visa rules that were announced over the weekend. A $100,000 fee attached to that H-1B visa now. So that makes what that allows them to do is to bring in tech workers from other countries. It's almost all tech workers, H-1B. So to bring in a tech worker now into the country is going to cost an extra $100,000. And the controversy on that, and there's a lot, is what will this make the big tech firms do? Will they pay the $100,000, continue to bring people in? Will they open an office in the countries that the people they brought in are already living in and avoid the $100,000 per employee fee?
Right.
Or will they decide to hire more Americans? It's tough. You know, in the United States, we have a shortage, big time shortage of tech workers.
Right.
And we're now making it a lot more expensive to fill those gaps. So waiting to see how the market reacts. This morning I heard that there is a lot of panic out there and corporations are making sure that their H-1B workers are actually in the U.S. right now, because if they travel out, even though they already have their visa, they can't return until they pay that $100,000. So, bit of a surprise, and we're going to see a lot of scrambling to figure out how they deal with that.
Yeah, it is a surprise, and it will trickle down to the smaller MSPs. Over the years, on and off, I've had clients that are sponsoring visas with offshore employees that are here now, some still offshore, and they wanted to come here, and, you know, $100,000 additionals, not a drop in the bucket. You know, that's going to be tough for people. And while I think the intentions of that are to bring more jobs back into the United States, like you said, there's a tech shortage, there's a skills gap, you know, so it's not like you can, well, instead of this person with all these credentials, I'm going to hire Joe Blow down the street. You know, it's not that easy. I don't know that I see why there is so much turmoil over that.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. We've had this tech gap for a long time. And, you know, it's kind of a good thing. It means that our industry is growing so fast.
Right.
that, you know, we are the world's leader in the new technology, but we're growing so fast, we don't have enough people to keep up with it.
Yeah.
So what do they do? How they keep up? I mean, this is going to be an ongoing thing to see how these corporations react to that. How does that relate to the MSP? You know, you're right. There's a few out there that may hire some larger ones. But really, it's going to depend on, it's going to change perhaps the way the way we get service, the way that products are developed that are used by the MSP. So could be some changes coming to the vendors that we use and how we have to interact with those.
Right. Right. Yep. And then big picture from an economy standpoint, this will be a big week this week. So the last week of September, there's some major announcements that's coming out that there's a lot of predictions. You know, I think the, starting on Tuesday, there's some major announcements. And it seems like every day throughout the rest of the week about purchasing power, new home sales. Those numbers are going to be released on Wednesday. They're expected to decline. So there's a negative economic trend. Existing home sales, same thing. That comes out on Thursday. Durable goods is out on Thursday. And then the big one really is on Friday, the PCE price index. That's the Fed preferred inflation index. And that's anticipated to grow. So getting mixed messages still in the economy, but be interesting to see how that all pans out and how that's going to affect us, if any, right?
You know,
some cases it is.
Yeah. I don't worry too much about the national economy as a local MSP. You know, I do subscribe to the economy of one, right? You can always look for opportunities. National recession doesn't necessarily mean that there's a recession in your local market. And it also doesn't mean that there's an opportunity in that. As we started off talking about AI and the chaos really that's happening as large corporations restructure almost in a vacuum.
right.
Yeah. You know, anytime there's change and recessions bring change. They bring opportunities to MSPs.
I think that's spot on. You know, there's opportunities in each one of these things that we talked about. You know, the skills gap, you know, that next generation of workers coming out of college, you know, maybe you have a mentorship program where you coach and train and really develop this young talent coming up. I think there's a huge opportunity for that to create, you know, more loyalty. And I'm seeing more and more people like us that have been in the channel for a long time, family members, you know, younger family members kind of coming up and taking over the business, getting involved in the business. I love seeing that stuff. So
yeah, me too.
It seems like it's happening more and more than I remember seeing it in the past. So big, big opportunities there also. Well, good. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I know I'm going to be on the road the rest of the week, and then, but we'll be back online next week and coming into the fall. Do you got anything? So you've got your AI class coming up in October. Anything else coming up through the rest of the year?
I have, you know, like I said, I'm spending September getting ready for October.
Yeah.
I'm going to be recording some classes for Bigger Brains and kicking off the class, the AI class over at Third Tier. I've got a couple of writing projects I'm working on. Two vendors approached me last week about doing some work for them. So just a lot, I'm heads down, man.
Yeah. I'm doing a little bit of that as well this fall with some M&A classes and some recordings. Prepping for that. Got a few other travels, but nothing. Being in Florida later this month, and then it looks like December I'll be in California, Southern California. That'll be fun for another speaking opportunity at a conference. So not too bad, but at least I'm going to some fun states.
Right. That'll be a good time. December, it's great timing to go to Southern California.
Exactly. All right.
And that's your old stomping grounds anyway.
I'll run into all sorts of people I know for sure. So looking forward to that. All right, gang. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question of the week or anything related to what Amy and I have talked about, we would love to hear from you. Just send any information over to us or any question to james@kernanconsulting.com, and we'll see everybody back next week. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.